Unit 5, Lesson 6, Politely Interrupting in Person and Over the Phone. In this lesson, you will review the different ways people interrupt supervisors, guests, and co-workers. Listen for the expressions that they use to interrupt. Write down the ones that you hear. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you, but I have a quick question.
Just a minute. Let me finish this email. Okay, what's up?
We just got an order in for eggshell gloss paint, but they didn't send us the correct amount. I called them to ask about it, and they said the purchase order listed 80 gallons and not 100. Could you approve this additional PO for 20 more gallons? They said they'd give it to us at the agreed upon price.
Fine, give it to me. Here. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem.
Dialogue 2.
Honey, where is the pool?
I think they said the pool was on the 6th floor. We can go there to check it out first before we go down to breakfast.
Excuse me, I couldn't help overhearing you. The pool is on the 5th floor. When you get off the elevator, it's to your right.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you, miss.
Dialogue 3.
Guest services, this is John.
Hi, John, this is Margarita. Do you have a minute to talk about banquet setup for Thursday?
I'm just running out to a meeting. Can I call you back in an hour?
Sure, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Did you hear the expressions that were used to interrupt the conversations? In dialogue 1, it was... Excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you, but I have a quick question. In dialogue 2, it was, excuse me, I couldn't help overhearing you. In dialogue number 3, the expression was, do you have a minute to talk about banquet setup for Thursday? In what dialogue was the interruption refused? That's right, in dialogue 3, John was running out to a meeting, and he asked if he could call Margarita back in an hour. That completes the exercise. Listen to the dialogues again, then record yourself politely interrupting a guest, supervisor, or coworker.